so happy that you decided to stick around and do a couple more podcasts with me. This is my sister, Missy Crossan. In case you missed our last two, I'll briefly introduce her. I like to say she is my older sister. Mm-hmm. I remind her of that all the time.
That I am.
Makes me feel younger. And I love it that we have a lifetime of not just history together, but walking with the Lord together and discovering who He is and choosing to believe the truth of who He is over our circumstances and getting in the nitty-gritty of life together. So if you missed Missy's testimony in the first podcast that I did with her, it's pretty amazing. And just it's still being revealed and unfolding like all happy endings that God has. And so I'm excited about my sister's future. I know that God has amazing things for her and her daughters and her son-in-law and future sons-in-laws. And so anyway, I wanted her to get into a subject that I feel super passionate about, and she does too. And it is this perspective on what God is doing in our generation, specifically with young adults. And both of us are mothers of young adults. I have three young adults, and my fourth is still a teenager. But all three of her daughters are young adults, and she's super involved in their lives and their world because they want her to be. Mm-hmm. And I've learned so much by the way that she parents them, by the way that they have grown into friendships. And I think she can say, like, I've heard her own daughters say this, you know, she can say, like my daughters say, we raised our best friends. And it's just a privilege to get to speak into that generation. And on top of all of that, Missy has been, from the very inception, she's been involved in a church that is on literally the cutting edge of what God is doing in our generation. And Johnny and I talk about how reformation needs to happen in all seven areas of culture. And the privilege that we have as a generation to awaken to what possibilities the kingdom could look like as it comes to earth in every area of culture. Well, one area of culture that needs just as much reformation as the other obvious areas is the mountain of religion, where we worship, and specifically the church in the United States. And she, you know, in the middle of grieving the graduation of her husband to heaven at a very unexpected time, God like showed up in the midst of that in a powerful way and put her on the front lines of what God's doing with a lot of young adults in Nashville. So I'm going to let you tell about the church, your role on staff there, and anything else you want to share about what God's doing there. And then I would love for you to just encourage us with what you sense God is doing with that group of people, but what that means on the bigger scale of what you see God doing with young adults in our generation.
Mm-hmm. So I have the honor and privilege of walking alongside and serving with Pastors Henry and Alex Seeley, and their testimony of how God brought them to be pastors of the Belonging Co. in Nashville is amazing. And so what I do at the Belonging Co. is I'm part-time staff, and I lead our inner healing, I don't want to call it a ministry, but it's called Liberty Co. And so, you know, it's very stealth. We don't advertise for it. There's not a sign up. I would say that there's not a revolving door.
Would you can there. Just for people to understand what you're talking about, mm-hmm. Liberty is kind of like the your unique expression that your house is found for inner healing.
Yes.
And like a prayer and prophetically led inner healing sessions.
Yes.
That you refer to as Liberty sessions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So I kind of lead a team of people that are available And we schedule sessions with individuals that either by word of mouth or maybe some of our people that call the Belonging in Their Home Church would like to meet with somebody in an area that they feel like they need some help in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had the privilege of meeting with couples and individuals, obviously mainly young women, since I don't meet with men alone. But and so that's been just an eye-opening, amazing journey, because as I've been in this time on earth, in this specific time, seeing how God is showing his children. And I think the best way that I'm able to verbalize this is based off a discussion that I heard with her, that I had with my brother-in-law, Johnny. And we were discussing how truth in love is balanced, that one cannot lean without the other. And to grow up and be as old as I am in my mid-50s, and to see how my generation has come from such a religious-based law, beating people over the head with Jesus, and then now this millennial generation just coming into this place of let's love and accept everything. You know, where do I fit in with understanding God's grace and equipping and encouraging this younger generation to land, for lack of a better word, to land in the Father's heart and to land in his true nature and who he really is, and not be floundering around, you know, because when we look at it, the reality is that my generation, and you know, maybe prior to that, there was such a head knowledge of God, such an intellect, and they're so bound in that.
Yeah.
It's almost pharisaical.
Yeah.
And yet God's grace by the power of his Holy Spirit now, there's a third person in the Trinity that we are allowing to show us who he is.
Yeah.
And you know, he brings his power and his grace to explain who he is, who is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you've got that truth aspect, and now this generation is about love, 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 but they have to come to the heart of the Father to be able to have that.
Let's come back to that.
Okay.
I want to give them a little context more for that.
Okay.
Because that's so powerful what you're saying. And I want people to understand kind of how you've found yourself in this place of converging those two mentalities and helping be a leadership, a voice of leadership and a servant leadership in the context of the church,
mm-hmm.
to bridge those two realities.
Right.
So was it like 4 years ago that tell us how that started, the church started, and how you ended up being a part of it.
Right. Well, goodness, I'm not sure that I can do it complete justice, because every time I hear the back inner story from Alex and Henry, I'm always amazed, because so much was going on with them parallel to what I was living in my life.
Yeah.
But long story short, they literally opened their home up. They opened their basement up and said, let's get a group of, you know, they didn't even say, let's get a group of people together. As a matter of fact, a friend of theirs said, let's just meet. Can we just meet? And they were willing to just say yes. And so all of the people that started coming, there were 7 originally, they would invite their friends and invite their friends on a Tuesday night. And Alex and Henry just literally opened their heart and opened their home and said, okay, God, we're here to love on these people. And so they didn't even invite anybody, and it grew and it grew and it
and
grew.
And it was just young adults coming.
Young adults.
For a while, you were one of the oldest still are.
Yeah, probably in the scope of the percentage. Yes, I'm one of the oldest people. But anyway, so my oldest daughter was very involved with them, you know, from the beginning. And she invited me one time to this Bible study, quote unquote, you know, and I went to their house, to their basement, and as the Holy Spirit always did, he just showed up and he just met everybody's hearts, and he met mine in a way that I hadn't experienced in several years, but I had been crying out for in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I got in my car and I left Alex and Henry's house, and I just got in my car and I said, Holy Spirit, I know you're not teasing me. I knew that he was just opening a portal again over Nashville. And I had no idea how to even verbalize how I wanted to be a part of it. Wow. But my daughter, Morgan, was moving to L.A., and she was very good friends with Alex and Henry. And I said, hook me up with Alex. I want to meet this woman, like, better.
Yeah.
And just have always loved them, just loved them from the beginning, even though I didn't really know them. I knew that God had strategically placed them in Nashville.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here too. Yeah. Let's do this. What does this look like? And so it was very easy for me to just to kind of come alongside and just basically say, what do you need from me? What do you want from me?
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure they quite knew.
Yeah, sure.
And neither did I, but we,
it's just, you know, unfolded.
Because he brought so many people.
And, yeah. It grew so fast. Isn't it like several thousand people now?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's in, we just had our 4-year birthday, and we have worldwide over 3,000, for sure, over 3,000 people that would call the Belonging their home.
Yeah.
We don't have a membership
situation,
but people that would call the Belonging
their home. So Johnny and I have been there several times. Johnny's had the honor of speaking there, and it is, I'm telling you, we go places all over the world, and there is something about what God is doing there. Portal is like a great word to describe it. The worship of, there's just this open heaven. The worship of the young adults that are there is it's not hype. There's an authenticity to it that is it's so sweet and so powerful. Mm-hmm. And of course, you connect that with the creativity that's in that region of Nashville. There's just a creativity there and an excellence. And then the hearts of the leadership, like the Seeleys and Missy and their whole leadership team. I don't personally know all of them, but the ones I've met and been exposed to and that you talk so honoring of, there's a purity and a desire to steward over something that they know is not theirs.
Yes. Absolutely.
And a prioritizing of the Holy Spirit among them and what the Holy Spirit wants to do at any given time they're gathered together. Yep. So it's been really fun to kind of live that through you and to see, just even as your sister, you know, all of us, God takes everything in our lives and just is continually converging it and increasing us and moving us forward. So on a personal level, watching, you know, you as my sister, in a time where, you know, you could have so easily gotten just lost,
right,
you know, and gone so inward, God in his goodness put you in a place where, you know, when you walk in there, you know, she is one of the oldest, not by the way she looks, because she's gorgeous and hot and all that, but but she is a matriarch in the house. She is definitely a mama in the house, and she that's just who she is with her own daughter. So it just naturally comes out of her. And so, you know, all of these young adults, a lot of them, you just watch them draw on that in her. And then also they honor the place of leadership that she holds in the Liberty sessions and the Liberty part of their ministry, the inner healing ministry and the curriculum that she's created for that. And so I love it that God, he's thrifty and he does so many things at once. He cares for your heart in that. He's caring for the overall big picture. You know, we were pastors long enough to know to have someone like Missy a part of leadership is, you know, you can only hope for that. Someone that is a mom and that's full of wisdom and that's walked with the Lord and it's been tested and tested over and over again, and who's a gifted communicator and all that you are. Just, you're such a gift to what God is doing in that region and with young people. So back to this idea where you're talking about what you're seeing, this this place between truth and love, mm-hmm. and how the younger generation is so focused on like loving and letting it all in, and then we're carrying this piece that we were handed that's tended to be a little bit more legalistic, but it's not compromising on truth.
That's right.
So tell more of like what you're sensing God doing with this younger end of our generation, with the young adults. Where do you sense they are, and where are they taking us in the body of Christ?
Well, I want to back up and kind of state that picture that I gave was kind of a macro picture of what I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But when I bring it down to the micro, I deal with individual, you know, just individuals.
Yeah, and you're so hearing individual people's stories and processes.
Yes, and to back up the story a little bit more of what I was talking about when I met Alex and Henry and saw what was, and I'm like, okay, God, how do I even serve them? How do I get involved?
Mm-hmm.
And they're learning too. And so we're all riding the, you know,
Holy Spirit together. Wave together.
Yes,
yeah.
So Alex had, you know, from the beginning, kind of, she would send me an email or two and say, hey, can you answer this question, or da 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 da. And, you know, over the course of a couple of years, it just came out, okay, we'll start sending people to you if they want to meet with you. And very specifically, God dealt with my heart in that I had to be willing to do something that wasn't comfortable for me at
mm-hmm.
all. And he just said, this is where I want you to sow seeds. And so he began to heal me, and my heels were dug in a little bit. And he was like, no. And so as he did that, I was able to give myself fully to what needed to happen in his body at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alex and Henry asked me to do that, and I'm like, okay, I'm on board. So, but what I began to see, it wasn't what, I'm going to come back to this because it's what I'm encountering when I'm encountering individual hearts. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come back to that in a
second.
When I think about God's positioning of not just me,
mm-hmm.
but like our team and what he's doing through the Belonging Co,
mm-hmm.
how he's positioned us to encourage in him. How has he positioned us to love in him? How has he positioned us as his bride in what we do in Nashville? The big picture that I felt, you know, there have been in the past inner healing ministries, and I just sensed that God was doing a new thing like he always does. He very specifically said, I'm pouring out new wine. It was obvious that he was, and just what you just said,
mm-hmm.
and how he brought Alex and Henry to the United States from Australia, how he brought together this team of leaders that are now the Belonging Co, and to see God begin to take his verbiage, what his DNA was, not just in this little side ministry over here where I was going to meet with people and it would be a little bit different, like some ministry arm
right.
of the church.
Right.
But that if we would allow the people to come in and hear his message for 6 months, a year, and let them just hear God's heart for them and hear God's truth and show them his love for them,
mm-hmm.
and to show them his love for himself,
mm-hmm.
like in our worship and
yep.
who we were as his church, as his bride, and let them just rest in that place, and then take that into the individual, you know, into our children's ministry, into our
mm-hmm.
into our community. Right now we have a huge community that is ministering to our homeless community in Nashville. So it looks maybe somewhat on the outside like we're doing some of the things that the church has done in
mm-hmm.
the past, like
more
a church
typical,
body more
sure.
typical, but the difference has been how Holy Spirit has moved us to do that from the inside. And so that's not unlike what happened with Liberty.
And you're talking about the majority of them being 20-something year olds.
Oh, yes.
This is not happening in most churches.
That's
most
right.
churches are not packed with 20-something year
right,
olds.
Right. We are, I would say, 80% 25 to 35 year olds.
Mm-hmm. And so these are the ones you're talking about.
And we have an online community
doing
all over the
typical
world.
Ministries, but it's not typical because you're saying it's happened from the inside out.
That's right.
It's a response to having been in the presence of God together and discovered His love together and discovered love for each other together.
Yes. And that is what Alex and Henry set the precedence for from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That is the room that they gave to the Holy Spirit, and that's what they've protected.
Right.
And those of us that are on leadership and those, you know, our community that calls the belonging home, even around the world,
mm-hmm.
that is what they are. They're saying yes to a move of God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus.
Yeah.
So what you said originally was exactly the case.
Yeah.
So when you think about that
mm-hmm.
in light of now putting it into this, what I do,
mm-hmm.
which is I meet with people for what we call Liberty Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been such an honor and a privilege because there is not I do not have a preconceived format
mm-hmm.
or flow chart that I go by.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally, and my team, that I usually have one other person with me. And we literally are like, okay, Holy Spirit, we're so excited about what you're going to unearth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that Holy Spirit is taking somebody and fixing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that perspective. It's what in our life or what in your life does needs to have more revelation
mm-hmm.
or more of His light in it.
Yeah.
Which that's what He loves to do.
Yeah.
So we get to be part of, the tools that I bring. And of course I take liberties with, I'm not a counselor, I'm not a therapist, but I've been living long enough that I take a little liberties with that as a mama,
mm-hmm.
And, I've got people on my team that are very prophetic. We edify, we honor Holy Spirit's communication with the person that we're with.
Yeah.
We don't tell them
yeah.
something that they wouldn't already know. We give Holy Spirit and that person room.
Right.
And so I've watched and observed and heard and seen what Holy Spirit has gone after.
Yeah.
And across the board, and this kind of brings us to what we were talking about a little bit ago. What am I seeing? What am I seeing as Holy Spirit addresses the issues of our hearts, on the whole, in His children, and even in the younger, the millennials, and what are they dealing with that He's going after?
Yeah,
because I speak with so many of them.
Yeah,
and I feel like there's a place where, regardless of whether the younger generation right now is coming, to church, and they are getting set free from religion, or maybe they've grown up in a very legalistic background or under the law of performance.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe that's been the case. And now they're tasting God's grace and they are getting set free in that area.
Wow.
Or, we have so many of God's children that don't really know yet that He's their Father completely.
Mm-hmm.
So they know, but so the outside world and everything that they've craved has been, all I want is love, because that's this millennial generation. They just want love.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to bring them to that place, because what we talked about earlier is we live in the natural, and to some degree or another, we've got wounds and pains. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
And so Satan is always, and has always, solicited for us to doubt our Father.
Mm-hmm.
And in that doubt, there's the disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if we get stuck there, then we're always going to try to question,
yeah.
are you good and can you be trusted?
Yeah.
And so, you know, in all reality, that's what, it's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm dealing with that. It's just in this time in history, I'm seeing from what I grew up with, coming from that. And like I said, there's a lot of that, a lot of people that are under their religion and the law and legalistic, and they're, you know, performance oriented.
Right.
And I just...
So you do you feel encouraged as you're interacting with these young adults and where they are with the Lord? And
yes.
You feel hopeful about our younger end of our generation?
I'll tell you why I feel hopeful. I feel hopeful because I know who my Father is. I know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
I know who Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
And if I know that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am, and the people that I'm hanging with, i.e., you know, my leadership, my friends at the Belonging, when I look to the right and to the left of me, and I see my company, right? I see my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I have no doubt that we are unified, because that's what our Father does.
Yeah.
And I know His faithfulness, then I can proclaim His faithfulness. Yeah. I can proclaim the testimony along with all of His other children that that's who He is.
Yeah.
And so it's the same way that I felt with my children.
Yeah.
My trust and my faith and my belief and my ability to walk in His perfect love can only be because I'm looking at Him and Him alone, and I'm walking in Him and Him alone. And because I know He's a better leader than I am a follower, I can take that place of truth and I can speak into that in someone's life because I know who He is.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm trying to build them up and hope they get there and I hope you're as good as me.
Right.
That's not even the issue.
Right.
And so that's what I know about our Father. That's what I know about Jesus. That's what I know about Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so when I look at the places that I've been set free by experiencing God's grace in light of religion and religiosity and the law, I'm like,
you know what He's going to do with
them. I know what He's going to do with the opposite. I know what He's going to do with those that are out here that are like, they don't know what to do with love. They don't have a clear definition of love. They think they do, and their hearts are there. But, you know, that truth of who He is brings them into that perfect balance with His truth and His love.
Yeah.
And so I just get to be a part of that. And so it's an ongoing excitement for me.
Yeah, very much.
To bring them into that place. And they get healed and set free and whole, just like I got healed and set free and am being made whole all the time.
Yeah.
And complete in Him.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Totally.